massage in the same room, do they let you fuck after?
No.
I fuck in when they leave, I fuck.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it?
I asked them for a little time.
Yeah.
We went to one place, and it was it's a fucking pimp, like, spa. And there is, you can just tell there's no horseplay going on there.
Horseplay.
And then, like, the only, because we wanted, you like that? They had a massage, the only massage, we want to get a massage today. I don't give a fuck, you know, what kind. I said, I want one today. And they said, the only thing they have is a couples massage. I'm like, fuck, you know, I just want to be left alone. So she's like 5 feet away. And after we're done, I look over, I'm like, I feel good. She's like, I feel good too. I'm like, you want it? She's like, we'll say that for home. I'm like, all right. She's not one for public fucking. What's it, the hotel balcony? That's it. Anyway, hotel balconies are good.
I see your first.
Oh yeah, topic. Monica had
my mammogram.
Monica had a mammogram, and she was telling me all about it on text. And I said, stop right now. I think this would be great fodder for our podcast.
I don't know, after this conversation, it's pretty boring.
Monica, for all the guys who don't have to worry about getting their tits mashed. Unless
for all the guys who have the same size tits as me, let's do this together, boys. Actually, men should go get mammograms. No. Well, first of all, every woman should go get a mammogram. You have to do that. That's my PSA.
That's our fair balance.
But everything I'm going to tell you afterwards is going to make you not want to go get a mammogram. Now, this was my first one because you're supposed to get them when you're 40. So, bum ba dum. It sucked because everyone's like, oh, it really hurts. And it actually didn't hurt for me. And at one point, I was telling you it even tickled. No, but what sucked is they had me come back. And one of the doctor's notes was like, definitely check her lymph node. So I was like, oh my God, I have fucking cancer. And then they just like leave you there to rot with like this. I was in this like internal waiting room, and it's like the fucking waiting scene in Beetlejuice, you know? It's just like every kind of god crazy person. There's like some old lady who's like all rouged up, you know, just with her titties hanging out, like, I don't care. They're like, ma'am, bring your things into the ultrasound room. She's like, it's fine in there, it's okay, you can stay. I'm like, can you just put your tits away? Like,
they look like two sad cucumbers, her tits.
This isn't like, there's a, you know, it's always funny when you talk to guys about this stuff, and sometimes they're like, oh, is it sexy? Oh, God, there is so nothing sexy about any of this that happens with us that has to do with, like, our sexual organs. But they were, like, getting in there. So, apparently, I have dense breast tissue.
Join
number one. I know. But
does that mean they won't sag?
Yeah, that's the plus. Yeah? Oh, however, perfect. The negative part is, like, there's a lot of double-checking when it comes to mammograms. And then she was like, and you might get cysts, which is whatever. But yeah, so like for about like 4 or 5 hours on Tuesday, I thought I was dying and had like cancer of the lymph nodes, and they're really good. And then I was the last patient.
Not the last patient, but the last patient.
The last. The last. Like, it was me and the woman doing the ultrasound and the cleaning staff who opened the door on us because they thought everybody was
I'm not
gone.
The only one who does it.
Yeah. I was just like, hi, that's my right boob. Come on in. Garbage is over there. So.
Hola, mami. Es muy bonita.
And they put the gel on.
They put the gel on.
My nipples got hard. Well, because it's cold. Yeah, it's cold. No,
if only it wasn't like in a hospital. Like, if they only made like the room more like
warm, inviting,
warm.
Well, the lights are low. The lights are low for the ultrasound, so she can see.
If they like had like hotter nurse costumes, you know.
Well, if you like a Muslim, she was pretty hot.
I mean, did she have cute eyes? I mean, how do you say a hot Muslim? I mean,
no, you know what? Honestly, like, she was really, really cool. She was a very nice lady. And I used to be married to a doctor, so I'm probably a terrible patient because, like, I ask a million questions and I get all up in their business. I like to call myself proactive, but
as a Muslim woman, she must be like, wait, annoying. Women asking questions? I'd be stoned for this.
No, she was really cool. But, so listen to this. So I get, after the fact, because they also send a letter snail mail, so I get a letter in the mail from the original doctor who apparently thought I had cancer, and it's a fucking Hungarian guy, and I'm like, oh, my people trying to screw me again. I was like, motherfucker.
I didn't know gypsies wrote letters and sent them out.
Well, it was typed, I'm sure. It was not by
on a typewriter?
Yeah, no.
They use the blood of a falcon to write a letter to you in long form.
They're like, take her boob. this is for your ancestors. No, but it was fun. It was, gosh, it's fun growing older. That's all I have to say. Shit starts to break down.
Oh, it is.
At least you have to get a prostate exam. I think,
what's that, 50 for us or 40?
I had an unexpected one.
What's a prostate exam?
It's finger not, in the asshole.
Yeah, well, try getting your fucking, like, titty squished.
I call that Friday.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually had, like, an internal ultrasound.
Yeah, so, I have to go do that, too.
And that's really looking comfy. Forward to and, it. Like, the most awkward thing about that is, like, when she wants to be chatty about it, it's just, like, I don't know you're putting this thing in somewhere and you're talking to me.
You've got a fucking wand to my clues.
It's like, and you're looking at it, like, I'm looking at you watching me inside on the screen and you're talking to me about the weather. Please shut the fuck up.
She's like, can you move your arm more to the right so you can get channel 4 coming in clearer, please?
Really? And it's awful, too, because if they can't get a good read on the ultrasound, like, this woman was, like, getting in there.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, okay, like, why is my right tit now on my left breastplate? Like, you know, they, like, really have to, and you want them to, of course you want them to, because you want them to be thorough and tech and yada yada, all that stuff. Sorry, is that your lotion bucket?
No, that is actually right. My 96 Yankees champion trash can.
No, but yeah, it's just so I'm really looking forward to the ultrasound down there because I'm sure they're gonna get up in there. I'm like, yeah, those are my eyeballs. Thanks. I think you're a little bit out of the range.
See, I'd be curious as a technician, like, what do you do like when two types of women come in? Like, you got the one who's got massive tits, and when they press down, it looks like cookie dough spilling out the sides. Like, what do you do for that? But for the smaller tit woman, would you have to climb like halfway on the machine or some shit like that to really get the? That's weird.
But I think larger breasts actually hurt.
Yeah, they hurt
because they.
Well, apparently, we've got a woman with a large breast sitting to my right, boys.
because they have to essentially flatten them out to be able to. Actually, you know what I asked about that I was really curious about were breast implants, and I'm like, how do y'all do that?
Yeah,
and so she was telling me, she's like, well, we do like a regular mammogram, and then we have to actually like go back and do the same thing and just like try to like move the implant out of the way. But I'm like, don't you run the risk of
exploding it or something?
I don't know. I was like, well, if I haven't gotten fake titties yet, I'm not going to. But yep. It's fun. It's fun. It's good times. It's fun growing old.
Fake titties, that's when it's time to land that second husband, Monica.
If you know of any other doctors, because I seem to do really well with them.
I call them every fucking day.
Anyway. Doctors are known to cheat, though, right?
What's that?
Aren't doctors known to be philanderers?
Hey, that's exactly right, Alan. That's actually,
Here's a 2-0 pitch. Fastball down the middle. There it goes.
And,
you can sit on the soft side. Touchy subject for her.
They're usually like, everybody's like, oh, with the nurses. And I'm like, not in New York.
Physician assistants.
All the staff.
Pharma
rep. Oh, yeah.
Who's the hottest chick in the
office? Not anymore.
Well, that's who he ended up with, so.
Nice.
Pharma reps, yeah.
He was banging her in the closet. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a few stories about pharma reps and, you know.
Well, that's what I do, actually.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is the woman, this woman doing the ultrasound, like, I said to her, please forgive me, you know, I used to be married to a doctor, and so I just kind of, like, have this natural curiosity about medicine. I know just enough to probably annoy you, I'm sorry. And she's like, oh, you are not married anymore? And I said, no, you know, they're not. And she's like, I know my ex-husband is a surgeon. I'm like, all right, sister, we're on the same page. Let's do this.
She's like, was it the Zocor rep or the Lipitor rep that banged?
Yeah, exactly.
One of the two.
Probably Viagra.
Well, now it's generic, so they don't promote it anymore.
I went for to a urologist to check my balls,
mm-hmm.
and the guy, you know, I thought there'd be like some etiquette when you're a urologist, like you know, like how about cutting your fucking nails?
Oh,
yeah,
that's like, the worst. He was like aerating your ball sack.
He had like the longest, which I like
a coke nail.
I like.
He's like, no, that's not your balls. I'm saying, I'm just doing some coke. It just smells like cheese in there anyway. He's doing a quick tube before he grabs your package.
Oh, that'd be horrible. So he had like long nails and he didn't wear gloves when he checked me. What do you think of that?
Hand that rocks the cradle.
Wasn't that weird? Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Does he was fondling them? Like, did he, like, stare
was he
deep
breathing
into
heavy?
And he started breathing really heavy. And
was
like,
he shuffling his hand like he's ready to throw a pair at the craft
like,
table?
Why
like,
is there lotion on my thigh?
Give me the heartache. Heartache.
Why is there lotion on my thigh? It was weird. And then he... I almost feel like I was molested in that room.
Was he, like, juggling them?
Well, he gave me a prostate exam. I didn't
with
even ask
gloves
for it.
On?
And I didn't
no, for that he put
the
gloves on.
Okay,
gloves on
and I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for that. It's a surprise exam.
What, do you spin you around like you're doing like a dance or some shit, like a tango? Like, boom! Turn you around and shoot my finger in your b-hole?
I don't even know how it happened so
quick.
I think it confused me for a farmer rep.
Or he's like, I'm going to Blue Oyster tonight. I gotta get ready. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, shit. I mean, they had the worst etiquette. I had, at one point, I had this elderly gentleman who is my gynecologist. And he had me come in. Now, just like a regular gynecological, like, exam, pap, is like 15 minutes, right? This guy was like old school Romanian who discovered I was Hungarian. So I sat in his chair for like an hour talking, and he was like, I like to get to know my patients. And that's fine. But anyhow, I was like laughing so hard because he's a guy, so he has to get a nurse to come in when it's actually exam time. And I wasn't on natural, but like I was trimming it, but you could tell I was a blonde. And he's sitting there, and this girl comes in. She's like, you know, she's just standing there. And then he, like, takes a look at me down there, and he goes, oh. And he looks at the nurse. He's like, see, it's lovely. She's a real blonde. And this girl just looks at me like, inappropriate comment, sir.
Let me check for pubic lice.
I was just like, can you just stick your fingers in my cooch and be done already?
It's always awkward when you're going to the lady doctor, though, because I feel like... you want to, like, make sure that you're, like, trimmed so that you're, like, you know, looking good. So it's, like, if you find something, you want to save me because I'm not, like, treating, like, you know, my lady parts like a dumpster. But at the same time, you're, like, it's not a date, so I don't feel like I need to, like, go, like, that into, like, the trimming and, like, the all of that. But, like, you want to make sure that it's, like, oh, no, like, you know, this is a good person. I want to save her life if she's got the cancer. You know
well,
what I
so
mean?
The funny thing is like, my ex-husband has actually several doctors in his family, one of whom is a gynecologist, and, like, at a family party, we were talking about that kind of stuff, and she said, honestly, she's like, because I was saying, like, you want to be clean, you want to be fresh, like, you don't want to, you know, it's like you brush your teeth before you go to the dentist.
Right. You don't eat Oreos before you go to the dentist.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And she's like, honestly, Monica, it's not even that, it's people's feet. And ever since then, I always take socks, like clean, freshly laundered, wonderful smelling socks, and I put them on. Because you do, you have your feet up, right?
Yeah.
And they're actually like right
in
by their fucking face.
But that won't cover up the smell of your cooch, though.
No, it
you
won't.
You need to have a cooch
no,
sock for that.
Not in the summer, certainly.
It's like, Jesus, low tide in here. Are those your feet? No, not your feet.
My gynecologist hates me because I always sit there and I'm like cracking jokes and stuff. And she's like, Monica. Stop, you gotta let me do this. Because she's always like we're all laughing in there. And she's like, the fucking, like, speculum's gonna go shooting across the room if we keep laughing.
Because you're laughing because it fucking tightens up.
She's like, just let me do this. And I'm like, okay. I was like, but you have me in a 3-cocktail pose right now. Like, you owe me drinks.
3-cocktail pose. What's 5-cocktail? Your bed over, your ass cheeks spread apart?
Yes, yes. That's the prostate exam.
Like, that's a colorectal surgery. A Perry Marissa, I keep saying Melissa. Marissa is a clapper one. Care to go into detail about that?
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. That's my safe word. What's Alan's safe word? Laser?
Laser.
No, that makes him come. That's the opposite. I would say...
You're directly
finish.
Across
the finish. Purple Nurple. Oh my god.
Finish. Oh my god.
Well, like we were saying before, the weather is changing, which means time for a little more sundress action.
I fucking season.
Yeah.
Ooh. Thank god we can't get pregnant from how y'all look at us.
Listen, there's nothing better than a sporadic New York City thunderstorm with girls in sundresses. And they go, white one. You see them running for the subways, and I'm just sitting there like, give me a fucking chair and an umbrella, and I am good right here.
Could I just say, like, you guys right now are struggling so badly, I feel, because it's been so long. It's still cold. Like, I was on the train this week, and there was some guy just, like, really aggressively rubbing his thigh on my arm. I was just like, this is sad. Like, he's just revving to go.
It was funny. I was in Turks and Caicos in January, and I was like, all right, get to see some women in bikinis. Be good to go. What did I see? Pregnant stomachs.
Oh, baby moon!
Baby mooner central baby at our... And again, we're laughing because my wife's pregnant, so it is just nothing but big, bulging bellies for babies. I'm like, fuck tits. Me. They were past the point where the bellies were past the tit level. Oh. So I'm like...
How is pregnant porn legal?
How is even attractive? Because it's tough right now going like, oh, God. I'm like, the belly's out there. I'm like, oh, this is weird now.
Isn't it so, yeah.
It's so weird.
I've never fucked a pregnant woman.
Well, that's my first.
I don't know if
you're still young. Yeah. You're still so young. Much you're to still learn. Time.
Can you imagine that? You're at a bar hanging out, and there's this pregnant woman. She walks by, and she's like, you are good to go. And I'm like, wait, me? Me? You're going to blow me? I mean, all right. No. I want the D. Yeah. Oh.
Is your wife hornier?
She's a little bit more. A little bit more.
Crazy,
yeah.
A little bit more. But it's just like...
Nature's a bitch that way. Like, I'm like super horny when like it's friggin' like... I'm like period... I know we touched on this like period sex. But there's like a point in my opinion like in your period where you're like, just no, okay? Just fucking no. Like, no.
She's like, tonight you'll be running a red light, but I need it. So go. The Red Wings are playing a home game. The Red Wings are playing a home game.
Wait, what was the other one you said the other time? Oh, God, I can't remember.
I think that was it.
No, there was something else. I'll think of it.
Running a red light? Oh,
no, that's not a dumb maybe. One.
So, yeah, so are you excited about being weird out now with the weather about to change?
You know what's funny? Okay, so for those of you who know me, my assets are behind me. And so,
she's old, guys, but she means her butt.
And so, the thing is, okay, all winter long, I wear long coats, you know, so the butt doesn't get shown at all on the street. And I forget, because it's behind me, like, literally, it is, and I forget. And then, like, the first day where I walk the dog in my neighborhood without a coat, I forget. And then all of a sudden, it's just, like, lot of love. No, it's not. It's like, oh, God bless you, mommy. Oh, so beautiful. They're very respectful the way they catcall. I know they're, you know, jerking it to, like, anal with me in their minds. But, no, they're respectful. But it's just like, and I was walking with some friends. This was a couple of years ago talking about it. And I'm so glad I had witnesses to this because it sounds like a fucking sitcom. But we were walking back from brunch. And I was like, yeah, especially in my neighborhood, it's just a thing. And all of a sudden, like, this kid rides by on his bike on the sidewalk, and then you just hear, like, crash, boom, bam.
Yeah.
And we turn around, and he's, like, beet red. Yeah. And I was just like, what happened? He's like, I was like, I looked at my friends, I'm like, I told you. But it's behind me. Like, you have some assets in front of you as well. I don't.
Yeah, so, like, I kind of see, like, the coming towards me, and then they're just like, oh, hey, mommy, how you doing? And I'm just like
right at the boobs.
Hey, like, you know, because it's one of those things.
I would just
where
talk with my boobs. I'd be like, hi, what's up?
I would talk right back. No problem. All right, but I'll fucking play your game. I hate improv, but I'll do it for this. For titties, you got me.
No, but it's like, it's a problem that I've had since, like, since high school. So, like, I was like...
Wait, speak softer and slower.
Let's get some music on. But Kevin's getting his lotion out. Uh-oh.
Because, like, actually, it's right there.
it's also all
soothing with
aloe.
Aloe.
It's for dry skin. Yeah. You know, it's winter.
The softest dick.
Oh, my penis is like a silk. Is what
it's
it
like
is.
A newborn.
Do you wash your hands right after?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you don't rub the
can
lotion
back?
No, that's filthy. I can afford to buy lotion more frequently.
Do you use the same lotion for your dick that you use for your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do.
All right.
I don't. I use separate.
You have separate lotions. Yeah. Separate but equal.
I don't want the smell of shame to follow me around all day long. I'd rather have the separate lotion.
Oh, God. I jerked off this morning. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Marissa. Right,
sorry, yes, please. I want to definitely hear about your tits. Trust me.
Yeah. So, like, I went to an all-girls high school, and so I was, like, one of the last girls in my class developed. So like everyone,
really?
Yeah. So everyone else was like in a regular bra. I'm like in gym with like a training bra up until like I'd say maybe like eighth.
And now
grade.
Look at you, girl.
And I literally woke up one day and like I was a training bra when I went to sleep. I woke up in a B. And then, like, by the time I was a senior, I was, like, a D, and I've been, like, a double D since, like, college. And so, all, like, since, it was just kind of, like, oh, like,
so I'm like you in eighth grade? Sort of.
But without the double Ds.
No, it's just a B.
Yeah, but it's, like, a B, like, and then by, like, now I'm, like, a double D. And it's funny, because family members, when I was young, they'd just be, like, what are you doing with all these tits? You don't even know what to do with them. I'm just like, I don't know. And like boys.
But the men tell me what to do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Make them clap. Big fan of that.
I can do that. I have the weirdest boobs because I have like cleavage, but they don't like stick out, but I can actually make them clap. I digress.
She digresses. But yeah, no, in the summer, like I kind of try to stay covered up just because I don't like having those extra conversations. Like, you know, it's just like, I probably dress, like, I cover up more just because I know that if I wear a dress or something tight, it's like I'm going to have to talk to people.
But I don't even think it matters because I feel, New York is the only place I've been where the spring fever and the sexual, like, palpable sexual lust exists. Like, it just, it's really weird. Like, there literally is this change of season, and there literally is just this, like, sexual energy that comes about. And, I mean, it's not all negative, but it's, like, a little exhausting, to be honest with you, as a woman. Because there's, like, nothing you can do. Like, it's just, you could wear a hefty bag, you're probably still gonna get hit on. Which, whatever. But, you know, it's just like, oh my God, this is exhausting. I can't deal with this. Yeah. Like, I really am just wearing jeans. And then the funny thing is over the past few years, I've gotten, like, people are like, oh, you lost weight. And I'm like, no, I assure you I have not. But it's like, I'm not wearing 7 layers of clothes like yeah. I do in the winter. They're like, no, you've lost weight. And I'm like, no, I've lost clothing. Yeah. Like, I'm still a fat.
I lost, like, 6 sweaters.
Yeah. Like, I'm not wearing long johns now. This is my body all year through, guys. So, I don't know.
And how many times a day do you have to be sexually harassed, Alan, by the way? You dress in
do
the springtime.
Do you
sweat
like another fucker because you're hairy? Is it like having a sweater on?
Yeah, it is. Aww. Yeah. I'm not like, well, yeah, I could be a little sweaty. Yeah. I get harassed. I don't really get. You know what it is? I lost my virginity when I was 24 years old.
Holy shit!
24 years old.
Wow.
And
tell us.
Although
about that.
I don't know if the first time before that counted because I only stuck in the tip and I pulled it right out. I didn't want that girl to be my first one.
No, that's
so that doesn't really count.
That's a
right?
girl thing.
It didn't go past the ridge of the helmet.
Uh-huh.
It's just like the literally,
no, that
doesn't
count.
Count.
No.
How do you want to, hold on, back up. How do you say you don't want to be your first? Like, I don't give a shit. I know
my
first.
No, that's not your first.
She
that's
was,
like you're
she
fucking
was,
around serious.
She was pretty horrible. I couldn't have her my first. Now, that I was horrible too. I mean,
right.
I was like a trainer.
Wait,
well, no, I was expected
come,
to pull
right?
eights, nines, and
I didn't
was,
come
like,
with her.
Once?
I didn't come with her. The 24, when I was 24.
No, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it literally was just, like, once the tip, and then you're like, I don't want to do the
yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't want
yeah,
to
no,
watch
no.
So then what'd you, so you had a full.
I mean, to be honest, all right, we talked about odor before.
Uh-oh.
The odor was horrendous.
Okay, then
yeah,
I understand.
It was horrendous.
Happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She ran 5 miles and then she went
no,
to fuck.
No.
I don't know.
No.
It was my first.
That's an
everything.
Issue. That's
yeah.
an issue.
So this is like, you know, when I was
how
like
you not fucking
15, 16, something like that.
Oh, bless you. That's why you went into 24. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
Chrissy's
like. I might be gay.
He's like, maybe gay is the way. Dicks don't smell that bad.
It didn't push me to get to the gay side. But when we were in the dark and I stuck my finger in her and like I smelled it, I thought I put my finger in the wrong hole. It was that bad. And then I really started smelling it, and then I was like, you know, I was an asshole. I don't know. I yelled like, "What did you do to me?"
Did you take out your rape whistle?
I'm just
spraying her down with pepper spray,
like the
no,
horn,
bitch, no.
The mace. Just
yeah, she was the same age as you.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, she was 15 and she had that
15 or 16
bad smelling of a
yeah, it was really
situation.
Bad. I ran right to the bathroom, and my father worked on cars, and he had the mechanic soap and the brush.
Yeah.
And I was using the mechanic soap, the hard, the high grade, just like the bristles, so get this off.
Cutting your fingertips off.
She wasn't a virgin.
I don't know.
She
wasn't, remember.
Because she probably had an infection.
No, she, I think she must have. I think she. Yeah, I don't think she was a virgin. No.
She wasn't. She had an infection. No.
Hey, Petri Dish, pack your shit and get the fuck out of here, Petri Dish.
She had this cackling, annoying laugh. I didn't like it. It was horrible. But,
she was growing the cure of cancer in her cooch.
Yeah. Now they're trying to raise bread.
Yeah, that was bad. And then when I was 24, it was with this girl that I met at a U2 concert. And we did it in her parents' bedroom, which is weird because I remember it smelling like Ben Gay.
You're very like, what is it, olfactory?
Yeah,
olfactory.
Yeah.
Olfactory senses, yeah.
God, now I'm like, oh, I think I should take a shower today.
And that was all right. But it's like later, like when I started doing stand up, and you know, that's when I feel like I got more female attention. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't really until that.
But you're a good-looking guy.
I know. I had like the worst game. I just didn't know how to talk to women. I didn't know what I was. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was, you know.